Hello folks, I am Vincent, this is Nerd One, and today we're talking Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. So sit down, buckle up, let's grab that whip, let's head out to the adventure. Indiana Jones 5, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Where to start with this one? Is it the best Indiana Jones movie of all time? No. Can't say it is. Is this the worst Indiana Jones movie of the franchise? No. I still think Crystal Skull was worse. But for this one, in this moment of time, Indiana Jones 2023, The Dial of Destiny, I give it like 2.5 or 3 out of 5 stars. It was good. It was enjoyable. But it was one of those like, it wasn't necessary, I guess, because it was one of those, I don't know, one tweak to the whole thing and the whole movie could have been undone kind of thing. But I'll tell you this right now, well, get the bat out of the way. The one thing that bugged me most about this movie, well, I guess two things bug me, but the one thing that bugged me the most was the CGI in the beginning. The de-aging of Harrison Ford to the 1945 Indiana Jones look. When they weren't too focused on him, he was okay. But the moment they did a close-up to his face, you could tell it was like rubbery. It was almost clay looking. And, you know, it's one of those like, I love the backstory of the dial, but it's also one of those like, I wish they had spent a little more time on the CGI. But anywho, beyond that, the movie was good. I mean, it was enjoyable. It was kind of fun. It had, like, those kind of ooh and ah moments that you usually get from Indiana Jones movies. No Shia LaBeouf. And that's one kind of thing that kind of bugged me about it was, yeah, I knew he wasn't going to be in it. I mean, his career's kind of, you know, sputtered and spun and all that since, well, for a while now, I guess, for at least a few years. But, you know, the way they just kind of wrote him off was just, like, stupid, I think. Here's another thing that bugged me. Was, why is it that the Lucasfilm properties, Star Wars and Indiana Jones at least come to mind right away, where your main hero from the originals is kind of a washed up crap person now. I mean, they did it to Harrison Ford's, you know, Han Solo. They did it to Harrison Ford's Indiana Jones. They did it to Luke Skywalker, well, Mark Hamill's Luke Skywalker. They did it to Carrie Fisher's, you know, Princess Leia. Where, you know, you may be thinking, oh, well, she was a general in the Resistance. No, she should have been, you know, in charge of the Republic. She should have been Chancellor, you know, Emperor, you know, whatever term they came up with to replace Palpatine after the Empire's overthrown. But no, they had to, you know, just have her as a, you know, general. Still a leader, I'll give you that, but she, okay, she deserved better, Luke deserved better, Han Solo deserved better, and Indiana Jones deserved better. You know, just because they're getting old doesn't mean they're washed up. But that's just, you know, that's my rant for right now on that. But anywho, the movie itself, you know, gives us kind of like the Indiana Jones that we kind of grew up with. And even for me, like growing up with Indiana Jones, these movies were, you know, before my time, and I still grew up with them. And you can too, young ones. You can grow up with Indiana Jones. Or, as they call it, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade. And then, Indiana Jones and The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. And then, Indiana Jones and The Dial of Destiny. But this movie kind of, it goes, I think, into the 1960s or so, and it's really ends up being about time travel. Yeah, spoiler, but yeah, it's about time traveling, and it's about, and they brought back the classic villain, the Nazis. How they do it, by the way, oh, dear listener, I'm going to let you figure that one out for yourselves. But, because the Dial of Destiny is basically, well, that's what it is. It's a dial that can take you back in time. And why the Nazis want it? Oh, why wouldn't they? You know, those Nazis, they're crazy little suckers, aren't they? But it's like, you know, the only thing that kind of, you know, someone pointed out to me and I kind of realized, oh yeah, was, you know, in all the other movies, there was kind of like a nation against Indiana Jones, a group of people against Indiana Jones, you know, usually the Nazis, Crystal Skull had the Russians, so this one just had like a small group of people, like five guys, I think, against him. And of course his goddaughter, who is a bitch. I was gonna say she was a bitch. She was one of those people of, if Indiana Jones had left her to die, I'd be like, you know, Indy, you're still a good guy. I respect you more now. But no, he is the, you know, save anyone who is worth saving and kill the Nazis kind of person. Which is fine, I'll give him that. But, you know, the movie, it had, you know, great shots, great locations. You know, it looked good, it looked clean. Besides the CGI in the beginning, everything looked awesome, or it was actual, like, live in-person stuff, like flying through the streets, you know, on a buggy. Or, you know, being on a ship, or being underwater, you know, it felt like it was real. So, like I said, either the CGI was solid, or they actually, you know, dove into the water. They actually were on a ship. They were actually on a buggy. But I gotta say, for someone, for Indiana Jones being, I mean, he's gotta be in his, like, 70s in this movie or so, because I know in real life Harrison Ford's like in his 80s, I think. But for Indiana Jones being in his twilight years, some of the stuff he did, I'm pretty sure he was snapped some bones. Yeah. And not even like one of those, oh damn, he took a really hard fall. Like one of those, nah, he probably landed wrong. That's gonna probably crack an ankle. That's just my thoughts on it. But is it worthy to go see in theaters? I say yeah. I think it's one of those you know, go see it. It's an enjoyable movie. Is it going to blow your socks off? Some parts will. It's going to change the course of your life? Maybe. Hey, who knows? It may get you into archaeology. I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Dinah? Was it worth for archaeology? Oh, Dinah thinks it's nap time. Fair enough. So, I would say, yeah. If you like the Indiana Jones movies, this one is worth your time. Go see it. Go enjoy it. I did. I'm pretty sure you will too. And you know what? Enjoy yourself. But folks, that's all I got for this time. Once again, I am Vincent. This is Nerd1. Do come find us on social media. We're still on Twitter, Nerd1Five. We are on Instagram, Nerd1Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And if you don't mind, please do share the episode. Like, subscribe, retweet, and let's grow the nerddom. But until next time, stay safe out there. Wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon, and bye for now.